And we turn now to a new portrait of how Americans view themselves and their economic futures. Ray Suarez has our look.
For decades, white, Hispanic, and black Americans have felt similarly optimistic about their chances of improving their lives and economic prospects. But a study out this week shows that since about 2006, whites have become more pessimistic. At the same time, blacks and Hispanics have grown more optimistic. Now we ask why. Joining me are Matt Barreto, a political science professor at the University of Washington and co-founder of the opinion research group Latino Decisions, and Ellis Coase, the author of The End of Anger, A New Generation's Take on Race and Rage. Professor Barreto, by so many measures, white families are doing better. It's, you know, this simply taken in the aggregate, the socioeconomic measurements are just better. Why so much pessimism?
Well, I think it reflects a what we call a ceiling effect, and that is that whites have been doing better for a very long time. You can go back to the post-World War II era when whites really started moving into the suburbs and the upper middle class. And so they've occupied that top rung of doing better for a very long time. And now as they start to evaluate their position, I think a lot of white Americans are saying, we don't see ourselves growing anymore. We've been at this top rung and we're not growing. And instead, we see other groups are also growing. And that leads to a little bit more pessimism in their own reflection of their group, that perhaps they've already achieved the highest wrong that they're going to achieve.
Ellis Coase, conversely, black and brown Americans are more likely to be unemployed, less likely to have a college credential, by a lot of socioeconomic metrics, just doing worse. How do you explain the optimism?
Easy. I was speaking when I was doing research for my book to a guy named Dave Thomas, who was a business school professor at Harvard, and he used the phrase irrational exuberance to explain what we were then picking up in the polls, because this poll finding is not new. It goes back several years. And in essence, part of it is that what African Americans are looking at, and Latinos as well, is aspirational. They're looking at the future. We've gone, as Matt basically said, from being a country that was basically and totally dominated by whites to something very different now. And so for the first time, you have African Americans who are saying it's possible to break through some of these ceilings that it was impossible to break through a generation ago. And when you're talking about the future, the fact that unemployment for African Americans, you know, has been roughly twice what it is for white Americans pretty much forever, that does not affect how you see the prospects for your child, because you say, my child may be able to become a CEO of a corporation. My child may be able to become a big talk show host. My child may be able to become president of the United States. That's something you couldn't say a generation ago, and that's revolutionary.
Professor, it's not a 4%, 5%, 6% difference. It's a huge bulge, 25%, 28%. Does that number, that big number, a demand to be looked at more closely? You're a guy who works with statistics and samples and polls all the time.
Yes, Ray, I think absolutely this is something that people should be paying attention to. And as we just heard, this is something that those of us in the research community have been documenting for a number of years, that decline in white optimism and openness, which I think ultimately is also tied to the rise of the Tea Party in 2009 and 2010. And at the same time, what you've had is you've had an increase in that aspirational opportunities for blacks and Hispanics. You've seen a black president elected. You've seen a Latina appointed to the United States Supreme Court. You've seen all sorts of discussion of the black and Latino vote after the 2012 election. And that makes minority communities feel a bit more empowered and optimistic. At the same time, we've seen a steady decline over the last few years of white Americans in terms of how they view their future in relationship, not just to themselves, but in relationship to this growing minority community in the United States, which is flexing its muscle. And I think that does need to be discussed.
Families of all races experienced terrible losses during the worst of the recession. But Ellis Coase, the losses among black and brown families were brutal. Doesn't the view of today color how you see the future?
Well, if you look at people and they and you ask the question about how their own economic situation is, blacks are no more likely than whites to say that it's good. In fact, they're less likely. But if you ask the question, is the country on the right path? If you ask the question, are my children going to do better? If you ask the question, do people like me and my family, are we going to do well? Then you get a different story. And I say that a lot of that's about the future. And also part of what you're picking up is something generational. My book looked quite closely at the difference in different generations. And the younger generation, the under 40, under 30 generation, sees a different America than the over 40, over 50 generation sees. And that's being picked up in the polls as well. They see an America that's more open, that where success is more possible. So even if people are struggling now, and they are, and African Americans, if you look objectively, have a bigger chance of falling out of the middle class now than white Americans do. So it is brutal. But in terms of what's possible for their children and what's possible in the future, you get these responses where people say, you know, things are possible that just weren't possible before. And that sort of trumps the particular situation many find themselves in right at this moment.
And Professor, quickly before we go, what numbers will you be looking at in the near future to see how these questions will track over time? What will be significant?
Well, I think we not only want to look at how each individual group evaluates their own opportunities, but I think we should be looking at the cross pressures here. We should be looking at how groups are more willing to work together and to address what you called the facts on the ground, the fact that blacks and Latinos still do lag behind whites, despite the fact that they're more optimistic today. They're lagging behind, and we want to see all groups working together to make sure we can improve the economy and the situation for all Americans.
Matt Barreto, Ellis Coast. Gentlemen, thank you both.
Thank you.